In Kiev, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky briefly tries to comfort a mourning young woman and her children. They are among the bereaved families receiving awards for fallen soldiers for whom life had just begun. There were similar ceremonies elsewhere, including in the town of Bucha, outside Kiev, where Russian forces were accused of committing crimes against humanity. The armed conflict has become the worst in Europe since World War II, with at least tens of thousands of soldiers and civilians killed on both sides and many more injured. As a result, millions of people were forced to flee their homes. Yet Ukraine's President Zelensky said his nation endured since the Russian invasion began on February 24th last year, which he called the longest day in the life of Ukrainians. A year ago on this day, from this same place, around 7 in the morning, I addressed you with a brief statement lasting only 67 seconds. President Zelensky says it contained the two most important things then and now, that Russia had started a full-scale war against us, and that we are strong, we are ready for anything, we will defeat everyone, because we are Ukraine. Ahead of his televised speech, the United Nations General Assembly overwhelmingly approved a resolution condemning Russia's invasion, calling for the withdrawal of troops from Ukraine and a halt to the fighting. Separately, a session at the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe in Vienna saw a mass walkout of delegates after a Russian representative was allowed to speak. Across the world, people, including the many Ukrainian refugees, remembered the war's first anniversary. In Britain, for instance, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak led a national minute's silence in support of Ukraine. And British King Charles condemned Russia's attack and praised what he called the Ukrainian people's remarkable courage. But there were no indications that Moscow would end its invasion. Former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev even suggested that Russia should push Ukrainian forces back to the Polish border. The United States responded in kind by announcing an additional $2 billion in defense spending for Ukraine on top of the billions already pledged. Yet with more Western weapons arriving and Russia planning another assault, parts of Ukraine are even preparing for trench-by-trench fighting, resembling World War I. It's a far cry from the Europe visionaries envisaged for the 21st century. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.